you know, there's no way a person could be around me or listen to me for a while without being introspective and either accepting Christ or rejecting Christ. The arguments are too strong. The truth is right in front of you. Even the etymology reveals Jesus. The trees reveal Jesus. Everything reveals Jesus. Every word that you speak reveals Jesus. Every time you take a breath, you're saying Yahweh. I'm going back to the old paths. I'm mainly just going to work, read the word, get my stuff in order. And just invest in stocks that I know is going to be stable or go up in price. Maybe invest on a Monday. If I need to clear it out on Friday, that's fine. But I'm not going to spend much time on peripheral anymore. I've got to work on my own projects. And if it doesn't, unless God changes me, but if it doesn't, unless He changes my mind on this, if it doesn't move towards that freedom, if whatever's coming in my eye gate, ear gate, touch gate, you know, whatever I rub shoulders with, and three, if it's not approaching my goal until I achieve that goal, then it's a hindrance, and I'm not going to waste any time on it. I took 2 days off vacation just to get my new vision, or renew my vision, or readjust my vision, whatever I needed to do. Seven 8 hours sleep during the day, 8 hours on the weekend, and healthy stuff, eating healthy. Everything's got to be healthy. Put some more tabs on my website, get some different sections on my website. I've got the medical on there, I've got the beliefs on there, I'm gonna put a link for all the sound doctrine teachers and preachers. With Chat GPT, you don't really need to know how to program. It'll do it for you now. It's easier to set it up really fast. You can build a website really fast with Chat GPT now. You don't even have to know code too much, just a little bit of code. I get an opportunity to talk to people doing rideshare, you know, and I meet all kinds of people. A long discussion with a Jewish guy going flying back to Israel. He's saying, I don't really want to hate anybody, but if you saw what I saw, it's really to see the savage mind, you know. He said, I don't know what to do. I said, well, because he didn't know the Bible. I said, the wisdom of Solomon says, a time for peace, a time for war, a time to fight. a time for love, time for hate, time to sow, time to harvest, time for this one season changes to a new season. There's a different time for each season. The guy's about 45 and he's going through like an existential crisis. And I got to talk to him for about an hour driving. And he was shocked that the Republicans support Israel. He didn't know that. I said, yeah, every Republican that was going to, every church and every Republican is going to support Israel, especially in the South. I don't know about anywhere else, but in the South, yeah, every church will support Israel. Every Bible believer supports Israel. In my 2 days off, I got a chance to think about the, I started to do a little research on the Sephardic Jews and the Ashkenazi Jews. And because I was thinking, why do they have Nazi in their name? But what happened was the Sephardic Jews went over to Spain. The other Jews went to Germany and Europe. And so when they all came back, they're the same. From what I've, my research, I could be wrong. I mean, Wikipedia and all the research I did and listening to some YouTube, all those people could be lying, who knows? But it looks like they're the same. They just went different directions, you know. It's hard to know. God knows who the real Jew is, but the word Zionist always comes up, you know. Zion, Sion. We believe Jesus is coming back and to rule for 1,000 years. Some people believe that he's going to rule that 1,000 years through the church, through the born again. But it's very clear that Jesus comes back with the saints and their kings and priests for 1,000 years. Unto God for 1,000 years. So a lot of the stuff we're going through is for training. You know, train us. Are we going to stand? Are we going to endure? Are we going to have faith? You know. Every time the devil attacks the camp of the saints, God knocks them back, you know. In the Old Testament, Israel was doing so bad, God allowed them to be plundered a few times. But we're in the age of grace. You know it's the age of grace because the gospel is being preached. It wasn't known before. I'm back on my mission. That's all what I'm saying. And that mission can't have any distractions that are stopping my progress. Achieve something, mostly the war is internal, it's not external, it's internal battle. And these internal battles are the battles that are the hardest ones to face off with. I came over here to make sure the water was dripping. It's supposed to go to freeze in the night. anyway, those internal battles, those are your hardest battles, right? Especially when it's cold out. But when you finally decide to get it done, you cut out all the fluff. I cut off all the fluff for about 2 months. So I had to take a little break here. Now I'm back on track. You gotta take a rest, you know? All the Doubting Thomases. All the internal Doubting Thomases. A lot of small talk that goes on. You're opening the door for negativity from those who don't have faith. And if they don't have faith, think about it. It's all about them and their works and how they can manipulate and everything. Jesus alone saves, and Jesus, if you're saved by faith, you walk by faith. And the goal or the project or the dream or the desire or whatever he said in your mind and your will, your emotions, your intellect, whatever, if he put it in there, you know kind of if it's his will or not, because it's ever present. If it never leaves your mind, and that you enjoy it, it's your gift, and that's what you want to do, then it's from above, you know? And I'm not talking about an addiction of some kind. I'm talking about something that's healthy, and, you know, it's better to be addicted to what's be addicted to health instead of being addicted to something that's not healthy, you know? Staying on track is the secret. Sometimes you have to take a break. That's all I'm saying. Sometimes you got to take a break. Y'all already know that. But back to what I was originally talking about. If somebody's listening, the way I talk about the etymology, the way I talk about the objects or object lessons, the way I talk about all the words reveal the word logos, the theory of everything is the word. You have to use words to describe math, right? Everybody says, oh, it's the numbers. What do you use to describe numbers? Words. What is actually 1 + 1? You take and you go outside and you look at an apple and you grab one apple and you know there's two people. Two people are hungry, so you grab another apple. So you got two apples for two people. And 1 + 1 is what? The plus sign is plus. It looks like a cross, right? 1 + 1. In order to grab that apple, you had to exert some energy. You had to walk outside, go to the tree, grab the apple, clean it off, chew into it. You had to do something. take up your cross, right? Take up your cross and follow me. My renter had his Christmas tree up. He does have some visitors, but he pretty much lives there by himself. And I'm thinking, what in the world is that Christmas tree for? But I guess it's a good. People can see it when they drive by, you know. So it kind of gives a good feeling. I don't have a problem with holidays and all. Most people just don't even know what it is. That's the only problem I have. Most people just they're. We can blame the system all day long, but if you don't have something inside that says, what is really going on? And when you start to wake up and nobody else is waking up, it's very frustrating. It kind of makes you angry at times. Like, it's right here. See it? Can't you see the 666 on everything? Can't you see the blood of his cross on everything? Can't you see the flesh versus the spirit everywhere? Can't you see the old Adamic nature is the 666 and the devil's just a king of the flesh, king of Tyre, king of Tear? The devil wouldn't exist if angels are ministering spirits, right, for the saints. What are the demons? They're ministering spirits to the dark side, the witches and all that. It's the opposite. What's my point? Every kingdom has a king. And I was talking to somebody last night, I think, in text, and we were talking. And I was telling her that she knows it already, but we were talking about how out of the heart, the mouth speaks, right? And so if somebody's a narcissist or somebody's your enemy or somebody's against you and somebody's trying to pull you down, out of their mouth, it's going to be revealed. They can't help it. Who is their daddy? The devil. So if their daddy's the devil, they're going to look like their daddy. If God is your daddy, you're going to look like God. If you do wrong, you're going to feel guilty, ashamed, and all that stuff. The devil's crowd, they try to project it onto you. Instead of them taking the guilt, they're going to project it onto you. Part of the reverse mirror image reality. They live in a mirror world. It's an upside down world. And that upside down world is trying to coexist with the right side up world, and the two shall never meet. And that's why you have friction with them all the time, and that's why they just lie all the time and people pleaser all the time.